Well, thank you for the rousing intro. As always, I'm your host, Glenn, here to tell you all about the amazing things that CICK has been up to in the last 2 months. As I said, I'm Glenn, the host of this show, State of Address, and also station manager, so I happen to have inside knowledge of all the stuff that you need to know. So let's start off with some of the things that we've been up to, including adding some new steps. I know they don't sound very exciting, but these steps give you better access to the lounge car sessions. So the lounge car sessions in the train car in Central Park are a series of really short shows, about 30 minutes long. They're open to the public, and bands get to come in and throw out some new stuff and go home with recordings and video and all that great stuff. And also audiences get to check out a free show. So, but the problem has been that the old train car, 100 years old, has got these really kind of cranky old steps in the back, which makes it really hard for people to kind of get in. That includes like artists as well. So now we've got these nice cedar accessible steps in a new door that just makes it a lot easier for people to get in. And for those people who maybe wanted to take in a show but couldn't, now perhaps they can. So thanks so much for the funding to make this happen from Wetsinko Community Forest, BV Credit Union, CN Rail, Skeena Gold, and Smithers Lumberyard for making this happen. And yeah, try out those steps yourself. Come to one of our lounge car sessions in the next a little while. You can check out when the next one is by going to our Instagram page on CICK Out There, and you'll learn about all these sessions that are coming up, including the ones that have actually happened too. You can check those out on our website. Now, on November 19th, marked our annual general meeting. I was going to say our 15th. It's our 15th year of broadcasting, but I think our board has been active for at least a year, maybe 2 years before that. So this could be our 16th or 17th. We're just starting to lose track because there's been so many of them and we've been so great and successful over this last 15 years and more. So this annual general meeting was just fantastic. 16 people showed up and it was super fun to kind of run through all the fun things that we did, including, for example, it was a tight year financially for us in 2025, and we were able to, you know, succeed through it. So we know that we can make it through tough times, and that makes us a pretty happy station. We also are, like I said, celebrating our 15 years on air, and also we're celebrating the fact that we continue to roll in the awards, including a couple national community radio association awards and our Smithers Chamber of Commerce Major Contributor to the Arts Award we won in 2025. So we're obviously doing something right. Membership revenue went up by 40% year over year. Our number of programs have gone up from 658 last year to 681 shows. Yeah, we did 681 shows in 1 year. It's kind of crazy, but that's all because of our programmers. We have 33 programmers over the year, and that's down from 34 the year before, but that's actually pretty stable. So I think that's just our normal operation numbers for a number of volunteer programmers at CICK. So that kind of wound up the summary more or less. And what then happens after that is elections. So we had a board of five. We had two board members stepping down, and we welcomed three new board members. So now we have a board of six. Our board consists of David McTavish, Jordia Gillen, Jesse Heemstra, Dallas Rhett, Aurora Lavender, and River Brady, all for the board on the board for the years 2025, 2026, and 2027. So they will be up for renewal in 2 years. So that was the AGM. Super fun stuff. What else is going on? Let's talk about holidays, shall we? Do you know what? I don't need another pair of socks. I don't know about you, but what you could probably use, or maybe your friends and family could use, is a membership. Enough of these physical things. Let's give them something that really means something. Some money that goes towards an amazing movement in our community called Smithers Community Radio. You can do that by going to our website, smithersradio.com, and buying a membership. And you can put in the comments there as to this being a gift for somebody, and we can make sure that that happens. We can get it to you. You can wrap it all up in a beautiful package. Or you can actually, you know, pick some bumper stickers that are from our from our collection from past years. We have a few leftovers from past years, so you can even especially select a bumper sticker if you'd like. Otherwise, you could get like this last year's bumper sticker, which is pretty nifty too. Plus, it comes with the keychain, which is a pretty handy little item there that's been handmade by CACK volunteers. And then, it just showed your appreciation for the community and for one of the hardest working volunteer organizations out there, CSEK. Let's see, that's pretty much it for updates. Our lounge car sessions have been kind of going on strong here. We do have one coming up, Linda Lavender, on Monday, December the 15th. But by the time you hear this, it'll probably have already happened. But you can check out all the past ones, including the Hazeltones and Terravan that happened recently, all on the website, smithersradio.com. Go check out Lounge Car Sessions. I believe it's at 2 o'clock on the schedule on Mondays. And you can see all the past sessions, plus links to the actual videos as well. All right, on to our new show segment. I recently sat down with one of our newer programmers, Olivia, to talk about her new show, Ghostpipe. Here's that recording now. All right, and I have in the studio and on state of address, it's Olivia. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for coming in. Well, you've got a show that has been on air. You're not exactly new. I mean, you're not new. I don't mean you're old. No reference to age here. I'm talking about like how long you've been doing your show on the station. But what I'm kind of like getting, you know, referencing is that you used to have a show on CSEK years ago.
Yes.
When CSEK was just a wee infant. Was it here in the studio?
It was.
Yeah, but it was
in the
new
train car.
But the train car was sort of new, right?
Yes.
It was kind of new here. And then what was that show all about?
It was pretty much the same as the current show, which is just music that I like.
I think that's exactly what these shows can be, right? I mean, I think it makes it hard if you're not doing stuff that you don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me then, what is the stuff that you like?
Good question. There's very few types of music that I don't like. But I would say this show, because we have we try to play Canadian music and new music on our radio shows. I sort of get most of my inspiration from Montreal and what's happening in Montreal because I used to live there. And so I still have some sort of like social media connections to those places. And that's sort of, so I guess it would be like Montreal themed, but then with a lot of like older classics mixed in.
How did you find your music when you're in Montreal? Did you go to shows?
When I first moved there, it was 1999, and shortly thereafter, there was a promoter in town called Blue Skies Turn Black, and they started putting on regular shows like once a week, and I started to just go to their shows, and that was where I learned about a lot of music. I probably went to a show like once or twice a week the whole time I lived there. And also I was pretty drawn towards the people who run Constellation Records, which they also have a series of venues in Montreal, and they are in the bands Godspeed and Silver Mount Zion. And so they also put on a lot of shows and brought in a lot of people from the US and from Europe. And that's where I learned about a lot of the other music.
So then I have a lot of questions now because I love Montreal, and my kid is primary. And it was, as an aside, he's in French immersion for the sole fact that I want to go to Montreal and have him translate for me entirely.
Yeah, awesome.
And so that's, and then two, Montreal is just, it's a beautiful city. It's like traveling outside the country when you're in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's got so much culture. It's got so much music. Like I think the two biggest music cities in Canada is probably Toronto and Montreal and maybe Vancouver third, right?
Yeah.
And Winnipeg maybe, I don't know. But it's just such a vibrant place. Do you miss it? That was my question.
I do really miss it. I I don't speak French very well, so I was always like limited in what I could do for work there. Most of my people I know don't live there anymore, but I would love to take my kid back and go and visit. I do have a place to stay there. It makes it pretty affordable. And so, yeah, something maybe in the future.
So your show is Ghost Pipe. Do you feel like when people are listening to your show that they are taken to Montreal?
Maybe taken to like my specific mind in Montreal. Like I said, I like to play a lot of what I consider classics. So like, I like Tom Petty and I like Neil Young and,
it's not very Montreal.
Yeah. Not very Montreal. But I think maybe with like the newer and Canadian stuff. Yeah. It'd be more like a trip to Montreal.
Yeah. I feel like when I listen to your show, I feel like I'm introduced to bands that I've never heard of before. A lot of independent stuff. Yeah. And then, like you mentioned, Constellation Records, they put out great, cool, like almost avant-garde kind of sometimes kind of stuff. And I think it's such a cool like listening ride tuning into Ghost Pipe. So tell us, so on an average day, you said Tom Petty, Neil Young, but that's not necessarily who you play on Ghost Pipe. You're kind of, it's almost a variety, is it?
Yes. It's a variety. So I like, of the big genres, I like country music, I like pop, I like rock music. Mm. I do like to play more independent stuff because I'm an anti-capitalist and I try to support the smaller business, businesses, basically.
Yeah.
And
I think sometimes female fronted bands too, right?
I try to play a lot of queer and female identified bands, as well as I try to play as much as I can indigenous artists also. Yeah, that's probably a good, and I mean sometimes I'll be feeling a certain way and I'll go on like a heavier, like more metal area or noise music. Like I had a lot of friends who were in the electroacoustic program at Concordia, which is sometimes called like noise music. And so I was invited to a lot of noise music shows. And so sometimes I'll play some noise music on Ghost Pipe, which is not that accessible.
Yeah, no, but you might feel that way, but I feel like there's actually quite a few people who actually really appreciate that. There's a couple metal shows on CICK, and
yes.
I think it says a lot about, I mean, just the fact that there's people wanting to do those shows makes me feel like, well, there's an audience for it then, too.
There's definitely an audience. I've been to some huge metal shows and known people who that's like entirely what they listen to.
Okay. So my last question before we get into the details on where and how to listen to your show, what band, if you wanted to pretend you're back in Montreal, what would you have play here live in Smithers?
I think that is like a tie. Again, this is because I'm trying to think of new and independent, and it would be a tie, but there's an artist called Quentin Barnes, who's like a black queer, kind of like spoken word, kind of like hip hop. But then he has like a band backing him. And it's quite amazing. And then the other would be this band Sanam. I think that's how you pronounce it. They're on Constellation Records. They have a new release this year and they're from Lebanon. Yes. They're from Lebanon. And I really liked that album, and I think that people would like it here.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Okay, let's do it. I'll give them a call. Like, that'll do anything. Well, tell us, when can listeners listen to your show, and how may they do that?
They can listen at smithersradio.com, and it's on Thursdays from 11 to 12. And Friday is from 7 to 8 p.m.
Yeah. I thought I purposely put your show, you record your show in the morning session.
Yes.
And then the evening session, I just felt like a lot of the stuff you play sounds like it would fit very well for like when it's dark outside.
Yes.
Somehow. So it works for any time of the day, but that's just, the reason why we put it on the schedule that way. So yeah. For those people listening to 93.9 live, then you can listen to it that way or through the stream. But they can also go to and listen to your show whenever they want by going and finding Ghost Pipe on smithersradio.com, right?
That's right. Yeah. All of the shows have podcasts or recordings on their playlists.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. So they can listen to it at 2 a.m. in the morning if they really wanted to. Well, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about the music that you're playing on Ghost Pipe and introducing yourself. And I think it's going to be great. We'll see if we can get those bands in town and we'll have a little,
I would love that.
Just a little bit of Montreal here in Smithers. Thanks again. And that's my guest today is Olivia and talking about her relatively new show, Ghost Pipe.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much to Olivia for talking about her new show, Ghost Pipe. I hope you get a chance to check it out. It's really an awesome show. Now, speaking of awesome, I wanted to introduce you to a new track from an old band that's coming back. That's a band called Holorado out of Ontario. One of the artists within the band broke off to work on a label called Royal Mountain Records, which is one of my favorite labels out there, doing some great work highlighting really amazing artists in Canada. And they took a break from 2008 to 2019 until now. This album was released on December 4th. It's an EP. It comprises about 5 or 6 songs, I think. And I thought I would just highlight one of those songs for you. This is That's Showbiz Baby from the brand new album called Start a Band from the band Holorado. Right here on CACK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 FM.
Smack in the face for turning music into a race. For a penny, a rank and a place, give it up to the database. I bite my lip, I hold my tongue. Oh yeah, that showbiz baby, I keep it short, I keep it fun. Oh yeah, that showbiz baby. You gotta post about it twice a day, but only if you got nothing to say. And don't bother learning to play, there's an app for that, you just gotta pay. Showbiz baby, oh yeah, that's showbiz baby. Don't buy